Now our story continues. In Ben Calvert's medicine cabinet, there was a small bottle which was supposed to contain a heart stimulant. There was another such bottle in his desk at the office. For weeks now, Ben's wife, Jessie, and her lover, Brett Cameron, had worked to create a situation which would result in Ben's having an attack, having to use his medicine. For the two bottles contained only water. Jessie and Brett had arranged that. Yesterday, the set of circumstances they had put in motion reached a climax. Only the outcome had been contrary to what they had expected. Thinking of Ben's wealth, Brett Cameron was bitter at their failure. But Jessie, he realized, was relieved. He realized, too, that she might refuse to make another attempt. He knew he could only control Jessie by frightening her, by making her feel unsure of herself and of him. So that was the main reason why he had invited Lily Devon to have lunch at his house today. However, the blonde entertainer hadn't been there very long when...
Well, what... Excuse me, my dear.
Oh, and remind me that I was in the midst of a very interesting observation. I want to finish it.
Okay. Hello, Brett.
Jessie.
I hope I'm not late. Why, hello, Miss Devon.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Calvert.
Nice to see you again. How's the supper club going?
Great guns. People don't seem to be bored with my act yet.
Or maybe it's just that there's no other place to go in Wakefield.
Oh, is it all right if I put my things here, Brett?
No, by all means.
You didn't tell me you were having other guests.
Didn't I?
Ben sends his apologies, Brett.
No, he does?
Yes, he's awfully sorry he couldn't come.
So am I.
He'll be particularly sorry when he learns that Miss Devon was here. My husband is a great admirer of yours.
Oh, thanks.
When I accepted your invitation, Brett, I completely forgot that Ben had to go to Huntsville today. But he absolutely insisted that I keep the date.
Well, I'm very glad you did, Jessie.
I must admit he didn't have to work too hard to persuade me. You know, it isn't very often that Brett entertains, but when he does, his parties are always such fun. I remember the last one you gave Brett just before you went away during the war.
Jessie, how about a cocktail? I have some mixed.
Sounds like a fine idea. Oh, how charming your place looks, Brett.
I'm glad to think so.
And your flowers are beautiful, Brett.
Well, I'm glad they're such a howling success. Lily was admiring them just before you arrived.
I love those things. Mrs. Donovan brought me over some this morning from her garden. She's such a... Do you know Mrs. Donovan, Miss Devon?
Oh, I don't believe so. There's a Ruth Donovan, who's usually at the supper club the night it's turned over to the teenagers.
Well, that's her daughter.
Oh. Well, here you are, Jessie.
Thank you. Mmm, good. Brett, haven't you rearranged things since the last time Ben and I were here?
I doubt it.
Well, of course, that was months and months ago, but it seems to me that we...
That the what?
Oh, Brett, I'm terribly sorry. Why didn't you say something?
About what?
Well, no wonder you looked so startled when I arrived a minute ago.
What are you talking about, Jessie?
Well, your table, I just noticed. It's set for two. Mr. Vaughn, what on earth must you have thought of my barging in like this? I never pulled such a boner. I don't know what to say. I must have gotten the dates mixed up in my mind. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Vaughn.
Please don't apologize to me, Mrs. Calvert. Gosh, that can happen to anybody.
Well, all I can say is I'm certainly thankful Ben couldn't come. He'd be so embarrassed and perfectly furious with me for having made such a blunder. What day was the invitation for, Brad?
Thursday.
Well, isn't today Thursday?
No, it's Wednesday.
Oh, I must be getting completely rattle-brained. Well, I'll finish my drink and then try to make a graceful exit.
No, you mustn't go, Jessie.
Oh, but I must.
Oh, not at all. I insist.
Oh, but I couldn't think of interrupting things like this. After all, what must Miss Devon think?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't leave on my account, Mrs. Calvert.
Well, if you're sure, I won't be... Well,
quite sure.
Very well, then. It's awfully nice of you. Brett, I will certainly spare my embarrassment of having to explain to Ben why I didn't have lunch with you.
Well, that had occurred to me. Lily, darling, you sure you won't change your mind about having a cocktail?
No, thanks.
Well, in that case, I'd better see to lunch. And by the way, Jessie, do you eat shrimp?
Of course.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. Some people are allergic to seafood.
No, not me. Oh, but Brett, isn't there something I could do to help?
To help? No, Jessie, I can manage quite nicely alone, thanks.
Now, just between the two of us, Miss Devon, in spite of his protestations, I imagine Brett could cheerfully wring my neck.
Oh, I don't know. What gives you that idea, Mrs. Calvert?
Well, maybe I'm just a little supersensitive because of this awful blunder I made. Oh, dear. What's the matter, Brett?
Nothing. Everything's under control. upset my temper.
Maybe I ought to go and give him a hand.
Oh, I wouldn't. He hates it.
Is that a fact?
Well, that is, I'm pretty certain he does. The last party he gave, you know, the one I mentioned a moment ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the women were feeling very sympathetic. A lone bachelor struggling with refreshments, that sort of thing, you know. All of us wanted to help, and Brett didn't appreciate it at all. He really is a charming man, don't you think?
Yeah.
My husband and I are very fond of him. Of course, we've known him off and on for years.
Off and on?
Well, Brett lived away from Wakefield quite a good deal. You know, he has that wonderful quality.
What wonderful quality?
Well, I mean, Ben and I don't see a great deal of Brett. He comes to our house occasionally for dinner, or once in a blue moon, about every 6 months or so we drop by here, or he invites us to one of his little luncheons. And yet, the moment we're with Brett, it's as if we'd just seen him yesterday. That's the quality I was talking about. Now, both Ben and I have commented on it. Yes, Ben always enjoys seeing Brett.
Well, of course, I don't know your husband very well, but... Oh, I should think that Brett would be the sort of fellow that most hard-working businessmen wouldn't approve of.
Oh, Ben doesn't approve of him, but he does like him. Well, after all, there aren't many gay, interesting people in Wakefield.
Well, does Mr. Calvert like gay people?
Oh, you're like most people. You've been misled by Ben's serious front. Oh, this is really a beautiful day. You know, you've been awfully nice about this.
About what?
About my intruding.
I don't know why you should say that.
Well, after all, you're very busy with your work, and you probably don't have too much time to spend with Brett.
I think maybe you have the wrong idea, Mrs. Calvin.
Well, maybe. I never pay too much attention to rumors. But I did hear that Brett was supposed to be interested in someone.
Yeah? I heard the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, from Georgie Stewart. Well, like you say, I didn't pay too much attention to it. But I wondered.
Well, you don't suppose our Brett has a secret love?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Why?
Well, when I heard the talk about Brett and some girl, I thought it was you. I rather supposed it was. Besides, I heard Brett talk about you, and...
And you supposed it was?
Well, yes. I felt very sorry for Brett being marooned here in our little town. Not a girl in the place who could interest him. Of course, he never would admit it or show it, but I'm sure he must be terribly lonely.
Don't you think so, really? No, I don't think so. Somehow, I don't get the impression that Brett's a lonely man.
I see.
Well...
Maybe you're right. I hope so.
Brett?
Yes?
I have time for another cocktail before lunch,
Of course.
May I bring you one?
No, I'll get it later. Thanks, just the same.
Miss Devon? Oh, that's right. You aren't drinking.
Well, I wonder. What's the matter?
No olives. Wonder what he did with them.
Maybe he has them out in the kitchen. I'll get them.
No, don't bother. He always keeps a jar right here in the cabinet.
Mrs. Ben Calvert opened the cabinet door. Then as she reached in for the jar, her hand suddenly faltered.
Ben and I don't see a great deal of Brett. Once in a blue moon, about every 6 months or so, we drop by here.
He always keeps a jar right here in the cabinet.
Those two contradictory remarks kept ringing through Jesse's mind. Would Lily Devon put one against the other and realize that one of them was pretense? What conclusion did she draw from the statement that showed Jesse to be on such familiar terms with Brett Cameron's house?